That's that biblical notion of God as an agent, someone who chooses, right? This is rooted in the book of Romans, chapters 9 through 11. In chapter 11, Paul talks about the election of grace. That means the choice of grace. Election is an old word meaning choice. It's God's choice to whom he will give grace. The notion of election begins in the scriptures with the chosen people, Israel. And Paul applies it to God's choices about individuals, like Jacob, who is the man who becomes Israel. Jacob is renamed Israel later on in the story. He is born one of two twins, Jacob and Esau. And before they're born, the scripture says, Jacob have I loved. And that's God speaking. Jacob have I loved. Esau have I hated. Right? Jacob I've chosen. Esau I've rejected. Long before they were born. Right. Well, actually, before they were born, maybe not long before they were born, but Augustine will say, indeed, in all eternity, Jacob was chosen, Esau was rejected. Right. No one can earn grace, you see. Right. So it's not up to Jacob or Esau who gets grace. Both Jacob and Esau are sinners. And here's the crucial point about why Luther and Calvin and these folks don't think there's anything wrong with or anything immoral about God's predestination. Everyone deserves damnation. In the Augustinian view, Jacob and Esau, you and I, we all deserve damnation. We're sinners, and we can't save ourselves. If we're going to be saved, it's going to be by the grace of God. It's God's choice whether to save us. If he does not save us, he's letting us be damned, which is just what we deserve. If he does save us, he's giving us undeserved mercy. This is inequitable, right? Jacob is not being treated equally with Esau, but it's not unjust. That's Augustine's argument. Because Esau gets no more than he deserves when he's damned, and Jacob gets much more than he deserves, but that's not unjust, that's just mercy. So Esau gets justice, Jacob gets mercy. And the problem is, am I Jacob or Esau? Right? That's the pastoral problem. People would come to a Protestant pastor for centuries and say, you know, am I Jacob or am I Esau? Am I one of those chosen for salvation or not? So that's the justice of it, according to Augustine, Luther, and Calvin. It's just that Esau is damned and Jacob is saved. But it's not unfair. It's not inequitable. Well, it is inequitable, but it's not unjust. And the problem is, how do you know which one is you? You can't do anything about it. It's a premise that, you know, your will is corrupted. You can't save yourself. So you can't earn grace. Right? Luther and Calvin are emphatic about that, right? We can't be legalists. We can't earn grace. So how do we know whether we've been given grace or not? How do we know that we're going to be given grace? The answer that Luther gives is hang on to those external signs, right? If you're worried about whether you're predestined, there's several things you can do. You can ask, well, are you baptized? Right? For Luther, as for the Roman Catholic tradition, if you want to know whether you're born again, well, are you baptized? If you're baptized, you're born again. Baptism is the sacrament by which you're born again. Likewise, the Eucharist is supposed to reassure you, the gospel. Now, that doesn't guarantee you're going to be saved in the end. Luther doesn't think there is any such guarantee. Sufficient unto the day is the assurance thereof. If you want to know whether you've got God's grace, remember that you're baptized, believe the gospel. What you can't know is whether 20 or 30 years down the road when you die, you will still be a believer. Right? Between now and then lies the rest of your life, and you still have to live it. And you don't know whether you're going to end up a believer. If you end up a believer, you'll be saved. Right? You can rest assured now that you're safe if you believe. Right? If just hang on to your baptism, hang on to these sacraments, hang on to the gospel. That's enough for today. What you can't guarantee is that you'll continue believing for the rest of your life. What you can't guarantee, in Augustinian terms, is that you'll receive the grace of perseverance. Persevering in faith and in grace until the end of your life. No one knows that. We all have our lives left to live, right? We can't determine that the day of our death we will be believers. That remains to be seen by the way we live our lives. But we can be sure that this day we have received the grace of God, according to Luther. All you have to do is not call God a liar. Just believe that when he promises you grace and forgiveness that he's telling you the truth. If you believe it, you have it. That's Luther's view. See, it doesn't give you ultimate assurance of salvation. It gives you assurance of grace for today. Calvin does something that's a real innovation in the tradition. The doctrine of predestination is not an innovation, right? That he shares with Aquinas, Luther, and Augustine, with a couple of minor variations that aren't really that important. The crucial innovation is that Calvin thinks we can be assured that we are predestined, right? He's the first major theologian of the tradition to say that, right? We can know that we are among the elect. That's Calvin's teaching. That leads to a number of crucial issues. You're supposed to know somehow by faith, right, that God has eternally chosen to give you grace and save you. You're supposed to know how your life will end up. And to know that, you have to know what God's eternal choice is. You have to know what God's eternal election is about you. Somehow, through faith, you're supposed to have access to the fact that you're Jacob, not Esau. How does that work?